Oh. Almighty God, we beseech thee, show thy mercy unto thy humble servants, that we who put no trust in our own merits may not be dealt with after the severity of thy judgment, but according to thy mercy, through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Confessional reading this morning, from Luther's Small Catechism, as the head of the family should teach them in a simple way to the household, the Apostles' Creed, the second article. And in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, and was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. What does this mean? I believe that Jesus Christ, true God, begotten of the Father from eternity, and also true man, born of the Virgin Mary, is my Lord, who has redeemed me, a lost and condemned creature, purchased and won me from all sins, from death and from the power of the devil, not with gold or silver, but with his holy, precious blood, and with his innocent suffering and death, that I may be his own, and live under him in his kingdom, and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness, even as he is risen from the dead, lives, and reigns to all eternity. This is most certainly true. The Old Testament reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 49, reading from verse 12 through verse 17. Behold, these shall come from far, and lo, these from the north and from the west, and these from the land of Shunem. Sing, O heavens, and be joyful, O earth, and break forth into singing, O mountains. For the Lord hath comforted his people, and will have mercy upon his afflicted. But Zion said, The Lord hath forsaken me, and my Lord hath forgotten me. Can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee on the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me. Thy children shall make haste. Thy destroyers and they that made thee waste shall go forth of thee. Here ends our testament reading. The epistle reading from Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 4, verses 13 through 18. But I would not have you be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus God will bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain to the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. Prevent their meaning go before. It's 1611 meaning is go before. We will not go ahead of those who are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Here ends our epistle to you. Our gospel reading from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 24, reading from verse 15 through 28. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. But pray that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. Except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Then if any man say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he's in the secret chambers, believe it not. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even to the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For wherever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. So far our gospel reading.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation
morning is that gospel reading from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 24, beginning in verse 15. I'd like, at this time, to read some context. The beginning of chapter 24. Then Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said to them, "Do you not see all these things? Assuredly, I say to you, not one stone shall be left here upon another that shall not be thrown down." Please be seated. Following what I just read, we get this. Now, as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, "Tell us when these things will be, and what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age." Our text is the response to that question. Tell us, what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age? Think maybe that's just simple human curiosity? Well, it might be. But it depends on what sparks that human curiosity. We all agree, right? We'd like to know the sign and the times. Sign of the times, maybe? I think what's at the bottom of that request, though, is our fallen, sinful human nature. I want to know, how am I going to be in control when these things happen? I'm not aware, ready to go before I. That's not simple human curiosity. That's our old fallen, sinful human nature at work in us. Jesus, in our text, gives what might be considered two signs. The first, of course, is the destruction of Jerusalem. That beautiful temple and its buildings that held the disciples in awe and brought about their question to Jesus. Have you looked at all this? This is really something. Jesus tells them, it's not a stone going to be left on a stone. And in our text, we get the sign of that, the desolation of, no, I can't think of the term, but at any rate, the prophet Daniel prophesied, standing in the holy place, in the temple, there is an abomination. And that is the indication that it's the end of the old temple worship designed by God and handed on by Moses. And there will be a great intensity of suffering. Jesus calls it more than there ever has been or ever will be again. His two signs that he gives here, though, could very well be applied not just to the fall of Jerusalem and the wild-eyed, fevered messiahs and false prophets that cropped up at that time, but from the end of the temple to his second coming. Call it the meantime. Persecution that brought about the fall of Jerusalem and the horrors that went on at that time. Excuse me. Began, of course, long before that. Jesus tells his apostles before his crucifixion, They will put you out of the synagogues. Yes, the time is coming that whoever kills you will think that he offers God a service. The world and its ruler, as Jesus calls him, Satan, persecuting God's people in that world, is not a one-time deal. We know very well. It began long before, as Jesus warned them, and continues throughout the meantime, if you will. Under Rome, we had the martyrdom of many of God's saints. Skipping a few years to the rising up of Islam, we've had over 1,500 years of persecution of Christians by the followers of Islam. Closer to our own times, there's the rise of communism in the last century, and communism in Russia today, beating down, keeping down, and trying to get rid of the Christians and the followers of Christ. And what about the sign of the false Christs and false prophets? Jesus himself had to deal with the temptations of that among his own disciples. Remember when he told the disciples of his coming arrest and crucifixion? Peter gets up and says, "Oh Lord, never be. Jesus says, "Get behind me, Satan." Peter. And the early church, the Christian church, from the beginning, has had to deal with false prophets, false teachers, false Christs, if you will. The New Testament epistles, every single one of the epistles in the New Testament, includes warnings about false teachings and false teachers. Some, such as Jude, were written exclusively to correct the heretical teaching that had arisen in the apostolic era. This is how Jude begins his letter. "Beloved, while I was very diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation," that's what he intended to write his letter about, "I found it necessary to write to you, exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. For certain men have crept in unnoticed, who long ago were marked out for this condemnation, ungodly men, who turn the grace of our God into lewdness, and deny the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ." Jesus does not answer our curiosity, but he gives to us. He's given to us for our needs. Paul begins his letter to the Galatians, "Grace to you and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present age, according to the will of our God and Father." This present evil age, nice term for the meantime, if you will. He supplies our needs in this present evil age. "For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them." On the mount of the ascension, he says, "Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." And in this same chapter we're dealing with in Matthew's gospel, he says, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word will by no means pass away." signs of the time. We're looking for some comfort, some peace, if you will. Once again, our bulletin cover preached the sermon for us today. I don't mean the altar books on the altar, although I'm sure they do too. I'm talking about this, the background. What's at the back of this? Christ on the cross. And what's behind it? German, of course, because this is the altar at Emmanuel. Frieden sei mit euch. Peace be with you. This present evil age, this meantime, there's peace, there's comfort. We don't need our curiosity satisfied. What we need is His peace. Paul writes, this fourth chapter of his letter to the Philippians, be anxious for nothing in this present evil age. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Pastor Clyde.
And our prayer for our communion. Let us pray.
Gracious Father, we thank you that you have heard our prayers and have granted us another shepherd to guide us. We await with joy our new pastor's arrival. Protect him as he prepares to come to us. Bless the ministry which he will assume among us, and grant that we, your people, may ever be willing to hear the voice of your servant speaking in your name, that he may joyfully carry out his ministry here to your glory and to our welfare, through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, who callest unto thee all who labor and are heavy laden, to refresh them and to give rest unto their souls, we pray thee that these guests experience thy love at the heavenly feast which thou hast prepared for thy children on earth. Keep them from impenitence and unbelief, that no one may partake of this sacrament to his damnation. Take off from them the spotted garment of the flesh and of their own righteousness, and adorn them with the garment of the righteousness purchased with thy own blood. Strengthen their faith, increase their love and hope, and after this life, grant them a place at thy heavenly table, where they shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own name's sake. Amen.
Amen. Substance of majesty co-equal.
Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way, also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for your sin. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for your sin. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed given into death for your sin. The peace of the Lord be with you always. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given into death for your sin.
Take, drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed.
Take and drink.
Of all your sins.
This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for you, for the remission of your sin. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for you, for the remission of your sin. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for you, for the remission of your sin. Take and drink. The blood of Christ, shed for you.
The body and blood of our Lord, strengthen and keep you steadfast in the true faith unto life everlasting. Go in peace. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given into death for your sin. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given into death.
Thank you.
And we beseech thee that of thy mercy thou wouldst strengthen us through the same, in faith towards thee and in fervent love toward one another, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. The Lord be with you. Gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.